The Gowavans, who can trace their Part City roots back four generations, say it's surprising that the legal war has gotten this far, quote, without township vigilantes arriving at their door with torches burning. The op-ed says the Part City Mountain Resort and Talisker Vale should agree to binding arbitration to enter into a fair market-based outcome. Then they should declare business as usual for next season for what the Gowavans call a vital center of the tourism industry. The Gowavans say that given the direct and indirect economic impact of the mountain resort, Utah is facing a billion-dollar penalty if the issue isn't solved for this season. The editorial says that, quote, there is no question PCMR screwed up in forgetting to file formal notice that they intended to continue their lease. But they say Talisker and Vail are capitalizing on a, quote, clerical error concerning the leased ski mountain. They say the only way to explain Vail leasing the canyon's resort for $25 million a year, an astounding sum, they say, is that Vail saw the chance to own the mountain resort. They note several comments from mountain resort attorney Alan Sullivan. Among those, Sullivan has said that since Vail took over the litigation, they have refused the mountain resort's offers to renew the lease or buy the ski mountain, in both cases above fair market value. The Gowavans say that Talisker and Vail have redacted and hidden their financial numbers, refused to enter into good faith negotiations, and will not even address fair market values. They write, quote, are we asking the impossible that hedge funders repress their greedy nature and for once act in the best interests of the community? They note that their father, the late Salt Lake Tribune publisher Jack Gowavan, secured a federal area redevelopment loan from President Kennedy, which launched the resort area, first known as Treasure Mountain. The editorial says that today, quote, John Cumming and his Powder Corporation have been excellent stewards of this economic engine that now drives thousands of Utah-aligned businesses and individual jobs. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.